And I'm Lori Walsh. Yesterday, we talked with Dr. Susan Hoover, an infectious disease specialist at Sanford Health, and we asked Hoover about the HIV treatment PrEP and new guidance from the Biden administration relevant for patients, doctors, and insurers. Well, today, we're going to focus on what we know about prevalence of South Dakota residents with HIV and or AIDS. Joining us for that conversation, we have Cassie Deffenbaugh, an administrator in the Office of Disease Prevention Services with the South Dakota Department of Health. Welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me.
What do we know about South Dakotans living with HIV or AIDS? What sort of things does the Department of Health track?
So HIV is a reportable disease nationally, and that's no different in South Dakota. So we are able to do surveillance on HIV through our normal reporting methods. So providers and laboratories across the state and nationally are responsible for reporting that. So we do know that HIV is largely centered around our more populated areas in the state. In 2020, we had approximately 700 South Dakotans living with HIV in South Dakota, which is about 0.07% of the population. And to compare, in the U.S., we had about 1.2 million Americans living with HIV in the U.S. population, which is about 0.3% of the population. We do know that most South Dakotans living with HIV are between the ages of 25 and 64, with about 48% of those making up the ages of 25 to 39-year-olds and 72% being male.
There are some in the report from the Department of Health notes about racial and ethnic disparities in the data. What can you tell me about that?
You are correct. We do know that minorities are disproportionately affected by HIV in South Dakota. For instance, our Black or African American population make up about 2.3% of South Dakota's population, but about 24% of HIV cases. Native Americans and American Indians make up about 9% of South Dakota's population, but are 17% of those cases. So certainly some disparities there that we work on lessening and decreasing, whether it's barriers to access to care or getting people into treatment and care for all South Dakotans.
So how likely is it for someone who is diagnosed with HIV to also be diagnosed with AIDS, and how does that intersect with early testing?
Early testing is critical to identifying someone who has HIV so it does not progress into AIDS. Prevention is really key. We do know that there are certain individuals who are at higher risk for acquiring HIV. If someone is testing late, that means that they are essentially diagnosed with AIDS within 12 months of their initial HIV diagnosis. So that's what we consider a late tester. And individuals who are diagnosed early on with HIV are essentially able to get on treatment sooner, get their viral suppression attained, and essentially not be able to transmit the virus to sexual partners.
All right. For a lot of parents, that idea of viral suppression is new. Parents who grew up and were teenagers or, you know, young adults during the AIDS outbreak in the 80s. Tell us a little bit about viral suppression and how it changes
absolutely.
The spread of the disease. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a little bit of history, our first HIV case was diagnosed in 1980. HIV treatments were then introduced in about 1987, and that was those initial HIV treatments. We do know that our earliest death rates that we had were published in 1987 at about 11.5 deaths per 100,000 in the United States, with our highest death rate being in 1995 at 32.6 deaths per 100,000. And fortunately, in 1997, we had what's called highly active antiretroviral therapy introduced into HIV care, which really became the new standard and decreased those death rates down to, in 2018, 3.1 per 100,000. And when we're talking about viral suppression, that is the ability for the virus then to spread to others. So 200 copies per ml in very technical language. Yeah. If we are below that, then that individual has virtually or essentially no ability to transmit that virus to a sexual partner. So it really is critical for our individuals living with HIV to get into care, in with their providers, adherent to medication, and live a long, healthy life with HIV. It really has become a more chronic and manageable condition that essentially what happens is if someone is adherent to medications, they can live the life of someone who is not living with HIV and really just have a long, healthy life as their counterparts who are not living with HIV.
All right. One last thing. We're also seeing a resurgence of syphilis in the state, as well as some high numbers for chlamydia and gonorrhea infections. Tell me a little bit about the role of the Department of Health in tracking those numbers and in education, prevention, mitigation. What do you want to say about those other sexually transmitted diseases?
Thank you for asking that, Lori. We are seeing a resurgence, and so it is very important to remain vigilant. For HIV specifically, everyone should be tested at least once in their life between the ages of 13 and 64. And if you're at high risk, even more regular. We do know that if you test positive for other diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis, the more you test positive for those diseases, the more at risk you are later on in life or later on to acquiring HIV. Syphilis is increasing. We want to make sure that one thing I want to put out there is please make sure you're going in for prenatal care so we can prevent congenital syphilis. We want to prevent any babies from having congenital syphilis or any impact of syphilis from their mother during pregnancy. We also just want people to know that there are certain risk factors out there for individual syphilis. We want people to make sure that they're engaging in consistent condom use, that if they are having multiple partners, being getting tested regularly. For individuals that are sharing or doing injection drug use, we want those individuals to be smart and get in for testing regularly. We at the Department of Health are working with partners across the state to increase awareness around syphilis and other sexually transmitted diseases and just create more testing opportunities. We are working with multiple partners to engage in different testing events and educational opportunities, providing some education to providers. We at the Department of Health work these cases and identify partners or individuals who are at risk who would benefit from testing. So a lot of different activities in the Department of Health, and we continue to combat that increase in sexually transmitted diseases.
Cassie Deffenbaugh is an administrator in the Office of Disease Prevention Services with the South Dakota Department of Health, and we've got links to the Department of Health resources on today's show notes. That's all on our website at sdpb.org/news. Cassie, welcome, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you.